Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Dave Matthews and Drake tickets coming up at 7:50. But right now, I had an incredibly awkward bathroom moment yesterday, and shocker, it happened at the gym. The most awkward things have happened to me at the gym the last couple months.
Be like me and have less goals about going to the gym and just have going to the gym, and that will alleviate all of those problems.
So I went to the bathroom yesterday to wash my hands. Next thing I know, I hear a guy saying, I could tell he was experiencing a moment of crisis in the bathroom, okay? He was in the stall.
You have a moment of crisis every morning, Kyle. Let's be quite honest
whatever.
Here, okay?
That's not what this story is about, okay?
All right, as you were saying.
So anyway, this guy's like, you can tell he's like, excuse me, very embarrassed. Like, hey, bro, can you help me out? Dude ran out of toilet paper while he was in the stall.
So what? That happens all the time in a girl's bathroom.
He was asking me for toilet paper yesterday, and I knew he was in a moment of crisis. I went and got some toilet paper, and I went, like, kind of underneath, like, with my hand as my head was looking the other direction, like, here you go. Here's the toilet paper, bro. Unfortunately, there was no hand pound or anything like that. No bro pound. But I helped out a fellow dude in the bathroom yesterday when he ran out of toilet paper.
This is what's so funny for me, though, because to you guys, apparently that's a weird thing. This happens on an almost daily basis for women.
Really?
Yes, you always help a sister out. Like, it's really not that hard.
That's the first time that's happened to me with
really?
Another guy.
Oh,
yes.
We've done it, like, honestly, every weekend I go out, there's always going to be... yes, I swear, it happens all the time. It's like, and if you're in a place and they, like, are out or whatever, they're like, oh, hey, girl, warning, no TP in there, here's some before you go. Like, it's normal. I don't know what's so weird to you.
I forgot girls turn into BFFs in the bathroom with each other.
We're very open with each other. If you see a girl with some messed up hair, some toilet paper on her shoe, you got to help her out. It's like a girl code. Whatever it is in the bathroom, you got to treat a girl like she's your best friend.
Here's the thing.
You got to give her some TP when she needs it.
Here's the thing that I felt bad about, though, is that I was kind of the club bathroom attendant. Like the bathroom attendant you see at clubs and stuff. after I gave that to him yesterday, honestly, I wish I would have given him like some breath mints, or, you know, some cologne and some, you know,
for
his, yeah, his on his way out. So whatever. Good morning. What's your awkward bathroom moment?
You know how there's urinals, and you know the common guy rule is you walk to one, and then there's always a space.
Yes, there's always a space between. Did you know this?
No, I don't go in urinals. Actually, I try to stay out of men's bathrooms. I'm not that desperate yet. Okay.
Well, there's another guy that walked in, and man, he walked right into the one next to me, and there was like four urinals in there. So I'm standing there, I'm like, all right, well, this is awkward. And he starts staring at me.
No, he did
not.
Was he looking down at your package, or was he just staring at your face?
Oh, no, he was looking straight down at my package.
Oh, no.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it freaked me out. And so I was just like, dude, you need to get the hell away from me.
I know.
And it sucks because you're kind of, you can't stop the process, so it's not like you can just leave.
Great. I'm sure, hey, we appreciate the call, man. Have a good day, all right?
All right, you too.
See, I'm sure there's some sort of, like, girl codes when you go to the bathroom. And this is, like, one of the number one guy codes when you go into a bathroom. If there's, like, say, 10 urinals, you don't go right next to the guy. There's always a space in between, no matter what the situation.
That's awkward.
And don't forget an all-new Run and We're Flirting at 7:30 on Radio Now 100.9. Kyle and Rachel.